24 past 8. Mooted changes to the Davis Cup and its format have got Australian tennis legends up in arms. They're not going to stand for it, and they've come together to rally to try and do something about it. Todd Woodbridge is part of that contingent, and I'm sure he's watching the USPGA as we speak because he's a golf lover, but he wants to talk some tennis with us this morning as well. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, and you're dead right. Yes, watching the golf. Just slipping away a bit from Adam Scott at the minute, but so's the Davis Cup from the tennis world, unfortunately.
Hang on a sec. I thought we had Todd on to talk about golf. The golf because he's a golf commentator.
He is a golf commentator from Fiji.
What's going on, Todd, with the Davis Cup? Come on, surely it's not going to change.
Well, no, it's very close to changing in a way, unfortunately. And I think the former players are all talking about, we know Davis Cup needs a bit of a change of format, but this current proposal that's being put forward by the ITF, International Tennis Federation, is about pulling the Davis Cup into 1 week, although they've talked now about doing a qualifying week in February and then playing it in different parts of the year. There's a big proposal by a company called Cosmos to put about $1 billion on the table over 20-odd years. It just doesn't have a lot of transparency, and it doesn't have, for what we want to see as former players, there's a chance that you make a big move like that without a plan, without a proper plan, the Davis Cup folds in a couple of years' time because it doesn't have the backing of the players. And right now, there is no blueprint. It's just a fly by the seat of your pants, see how it goes. We'll make a decision on one point today, and we might change it tomorrow, and that's what's been happening. And the ITF go to a vote next week, and if that goes through, then the Davis Cup format, as we've known it for the last 100-plus years, will be no longer, and former greats don't want to see that happen.
Todd, you mentioned the former greats, and Australia has a proud history in the Davis Cup, but what's the response been like from the current playing group about the proposed changes?
Well, the current playing group obviously are led by Leighton Hewitt, so one of his great strengths right now as a mentor is to teach the history of the sport, teach these guys why they're playing, who they're playing for, what the great players before them have done. And so he's actually giving them a fair bit of knowledge. So, you know, most of them are in agreement that they don't want it to change. What the format change will do too is going to take away the ability to play Davis Cup in your home country. And for Australia, that's obviously hugely important. That's where we get the interest. And over the last 5 to 10 years, that's helped us actually get the game back on track and build facilities. As an example, we played in Darwin. We were able to get a $16 million centre built there by taking Davis Cup. We can take more Davis Cup and Fed Cup and Junior World Championships there. We did the same in Cairns a number of years ago where we were able to get a new centre built there by taking a Davis Cup tie to there. So we lose that opportunity of home and away ties and the way to promote the game in areas of Australia that we wouldn't normally get professional tennis to. And Leighton has been a big advocate for taking tennis to those sort of extremities of the country, if you like. So he's got the backing of his playing group.
Well, further that, though, Australia love it, we love it, but is the feeling the same around the world, though?
Yeah, it's the same. You asked about the playing group. The playing group are the same. As an example, the French Federation are going to vote for the change, but their playing group don't want it. So you've got a group of administrators that are not listening to the playing group. And that's one of the big dangers in any sport, particularly tennis, because it's run by the ATP and the ITF. So you've got a players' association and you've got an administrative board. But the players are strong. They have their own tour and they do well. So they've got to be careful that they don't make changes and all of a sudden actually don't have a playing group to play the tie, because it's not compulsory that players play. And if you're going to get the top 10 guys, you've got to have their support, and currently they don't have that.
One of the issues, Todd, has been over the last, however, 5-7 years, that a lot of the best players in the world haven't played Davis Cup.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Australia different. They've always committed to Australia because of the history. What's the solution that we can have the Davis Cup the kind of the way it is, but maybe a compromise? Is there a compromise, or is it one way or the other?
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, because it's not the group of former players like myself saying we've got no change. We do have to look at a way to make it more popular. And Davis Cup is played every year And if you win the Davis Cup, you literally take 6 to 7 weeks out of your calendar. Mm. And that's a lot for somebody like a Federer or a Nadal or a Murray who did it for Great Britain, won the Davis Cup and then elected to sit out, because you commit wholly to getting that job done. So if you look at other great sporting events, and we started off with a golf analogy there with Adam Scott, golf has its Ryder Cup, it has its President's Cup. They're played every second year. And that would be a far better way to guarantee players being able to pursue their individual glory and then also to do it for their nation as well. So every year right now is too much. Every alternate year would be a far better possibility.
Yep.
So has that been tabled, that option?
Yeah, it has. And I think the problem for the ITF is they see the Davis Cup as a money spinner for them. So if they don't play it every year, they lose revenue. And that, for them, is what it comes down to. So it comes down to dollars and votes as opposed to what's actually best for the promotion of the game. I think if you actually do it properly, you'd make far more and make a far better competition if you're able to get the very best playing every alternate year. You get that period to be able to get in the media and build up the excitement of it all, and it would do well. But at the moment, it's going the other way because it's probably played too often.
So the vote's next week, if I'm reading right, Todd. What's the play in the meantime? Are you trying to rally the troops, so to speak?
Yeah, well, it's getting to a lot of the other nations and having the former players actually talk to the people that are going to get there and vote and recognise the significance of what they're about to do, because some of them are making decisions based, as you would well imagine, on politics and on small gains as opposed to what the sport needs long term. So there's a lot of phone calls and a lot of people talking to people, and hopefully we can sort of prolong this. It doesn't need to get voted on right now. If they gave themselves an extra 12, 18 months and actually built something a little stronger and better, then I think our sport will be better off. If it goes short term, well, you know, I think the Davis Cup won't be played in the format that we've known it next year. That will change immediately.
Sure.
Now, we're about to finish our show. Michael Felgate is about to take over. He's a little bit flat because you're handing in your 7 little pin.
Oh, yes.
is there like a ceremony where you have to give it back or something like that? Because you're going to Channel 9.
Yeah, this is true. I jumped ship, so to speak. that didn't come out well.
He is one of the great guys, Toddy, and it would have been a much poorer coverage without him. So we only wish him all the best, and we'll be calling for tickets not so far.
thanks, Michael. We'll look after all people that supported me. I'll take care of. But it's going to be quite exciting. It's a big change. It's a disappointment to lose all my old mates, but for me to stay at my core and be around the tennis is obviously hugely important.
Absolutely, and the tennis fans are very appreciative and thankful that you are still a part of the Australian Open coverage, Todd. You're a fantastic broadcaster, commentator, and an all-round good guy as well. Who's going to win the Open? Does Brooks hold on from here?
Looks like it. He's unflappable. I mean, you're 4 irons to 6 feet on that 2-day par 4. My goodness, we all dream about that.
Yeah, we certainly do. One day it'll happen. One day. Good on you, Todd. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.